Wildlife conservationists are calling for Utah Governor Spencer Cox to veto HB 469, which would allow year-round cougar hunting in the state. During one of the bill's final readings, Senator Scott Sandel introduced a provision that removes the state's current requirement to carry a cougar hunting permit to hunt and kill the large cats. Kirk Robinson with the Western Wildlife Conservancy says the bill is concerning because Utah already kills more cougars each year than almost any other state. Robinson says in the 2021-2022 hunting season, 753 cougars were killed out of the roughly 2,500 accounted for by the state's Division of Wildlife Resources.
Why are we killing so many in the first place? Which makes the question, why would we have a change in the law to allow even more killing?
Robinson argues the bill has garnered support because some people believe cougars are responsible for the struggling Utah deer population and also cause public safety concerns. While Robinson recognizes human-cougar encounters have increased in recent years, he still says the bill is scientifically uninformed and ethically fraught and says killing so many cougars upsets the ecological balance. In addition to the impact the bill could have on Utah's cougar population, Robinson says the way the provision was introduced was sneaky and calls it a horrible way to run government. He says if the law were to be enacted, it would remove cougar management from the purview of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources and put it in the hands of the Utah Wildlife Board, which is managed by hunters and livestock producers. Robinson says research has shown there is a correlation between heavy hunting and more conflict incidents, including predation on livestock and encounters with people.
Why would that be so? Killing cougars really does prevent or mitigate conflict. When you take out the dominant males from a cougar population, there are a lot more young cougars. They don't have fixed home ranges and they're not good hunters.
Robinson says cougars play a crucial role in stabilizing ecosystems. He adds, even if the bill is vetoed, the number of cougars being killed needs to come down, as it currently sits at 2.5 more times the recommended amount. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.